I was actually on a wait list for a graduate program in the emergency department. And as I'd had some previous experience working in mental health as an enrolled nurse, I thought to get a foot in the door at the hospital, I'd go back to working in mental health casually. So I was put on the casual books for mental health, and the nurse manager there at the time approached me and encouraged me to do the graduate program in mental health. Initially, I was a little bit hesitant, but then I had a chat with this gentleman, and he gave me some really positive feedback about my work and encouraged me to do the graduate program in mental health. So I took that on.
And here you are.
And here I am, yes.
What do you remember the early days? I can remember the early days of my starting in radio. They've almost burned on my memory. What about for yourself with your first early days of mental health nursing?
When I was first working as an enrolled nurse, it was a little bit, I was unsure of what to expect. And I suppose that's the same with everybody. Nobody really knows what to expect when they work in mental health. You see a lot of negative things like in movies about what mental health is and what mental health patients are like. You see so much negativity that it can be quite daunting when you first start working in mental health.
Yes.
But yeah, once you get there, you realize it's nowhere near as bad as they portray it to be on TV and things like that.
Yes, movies have got a lot to answer for, don't they,
They
Michelle?
certainly do. They certainly do.
Now, when did you decide or realise that you, Michelle, the mental health nurse, had made the right choice about working in this area?
So I finished the graduate program, and for a little while I was actually working in a drug and alcohol detox, and then I got moved to acute adult mental health. Since I've been back there, because I did do a rotation there, since I've been back there, it's really, I've realised that I actually have a passion that I didn't know that I had.
Do you think the
It's
community
really,
would be surprised at the range of people that seek treatment in acute adult wards for mental health?
definitely, we do get quite a different range of people. We get patients that come in voluntarily,
Yeah.
but a lot of our patients are involuntary, so they come in under the Mental Health Act. So that means that they're possibly at risk of harming themselves or harming somebody in the community, and therefore they've had to be put under the Act to keep themselves safe or to keep the community safe.
As a mental health nurse, what are your responsibilities when on the job, when on the ward?
So responsibilities are to ensure that the clients are safe on the ward, to also talk with them about what's brought them to hospital, things that may have triggered the relapse of their condition, things that can help to minimise the symptoms of their condition, and also to focus on recovery for them. So teaching them about what helps for them to stay well and what helps them to recover. Some people are very aware of what triggers them and what makes them unwell, whereas others are not quite sure what it is. So we help them work through those sorts of things to find out what makes them become unwell again.
My guest is Michelle. She works in adult acute mental health in a mental health ward at a Brisbane hospital. I've been in there a few times to visit friends, close friends, family at different times at different wards, and it has a different atmosphere. I can't put my
Yes.
finger on it. How would you describe the atmosphere, Michelle? Sometimes I've been in there and I thought, actually, there's some lovely people here.
Yeah.
They were patients, and other times it was quite difficult and traumatic.
Yeah, it can be very different. Depends on the day, really. Every day is a bit different. Depends on the acuity of the ward, so how unwell people are, depends on the types of illnesses that people are there with. Sometimes we do get patients that are a little bit agitated, and that can make the ward a little bit more on edge,
Yep.
you might say. But then there are times when the ward's quite settled, it's a fairly relaxed environment. We have a pool table on our ward so that, people can sit and play pool. They can go and sit outside on the balcony. they have a kitchen area where they sit and watch TV, and they can, you know, help themselves to making some tea and coffee. And so, yeah, a lot of the times it's actually quite relaxed, and we try to keep it friendly and upbeat. And
when is it rewarding?
It is very rewarding, especially when you see someone come in quite unwell.
Yep.
And then leave, maybe not at 100%, but a lot more improved than what they were when they first came in.
Mental health practitioners have done a lot of work trying to normalise issues of depression and anxiety. But yep. What about complex and serious mental health issues like psychosis or schizophrenia?
I think there's a very big lack of understanding of what these conditions are. I think that there needs to be greater education in the community about what, especially schizophrenia. A lot of people think schizophrenia is, you know, having, I've come across people that thought schizophrenia was having multiple personalities, which multiple personality disorder is a completely different thing. So schizophrenia is more about hearing voices, maybe seeing things that aren't really there or smelling things that aren't really there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people get scared when they hear that someone's having auditory hallucinations. And I think that there needs to be a little bit more awareness that there's no need to be scared of people with mental health illnesses. And I think that that's part of what the stigmatism is that people are scared to encounter somebody with a mental health illness.
Some time ago, I had cause to sort of assist a family member who was in a mental health ward. And I actually got to quite enjoy it, you know, because you did, I think all those barriers of confusion and misunderstanding slowly or fairly quickly fell away. And
yeah.
You realise it wasn't what you imagined it to be.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we see with somebody who's come in for a first presentation. When they come to the ward, they're actually quite anxious and a bit scared.
Yeah.
And then after they've been there a day or two, you know, they've realised, hey, this isn't so bad. And I actually had a student the other couple of weeks ago that it was her first time working in mental health, and she was so nervous coming onto the ward, and I just said to her, just relax, it'll be okay. And then she actually approached me and said, is it okay if I talk to them? And I was like, it actually took me back a little bit. It's like, yes, it's fine to talk to them. These are normal people.
Yes.
They just have an illness. It's the same as somebody who's in hospital for, you know, maybe they've got some kind of virus that they're in hospital for. They're normal people, but they just have an illness that we need to try and help them get through.
Matt Shell is an adult acute mental health nurse, works at a Brisbane hospital. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. You, I understand, get nursing students who do a two-week placement.
Yeah.
How do the students respond to patients and what they see in the ward when they turn up for the first time?
A lot of them are unsure of what to expect.
Yep.
I've had students that have told me they've had other students tell them, oh, it's not as bad as you expect it to be. I just think that a lot of the times the students really don't know what to expect, because you don't get a lot of education when you're studying as to what mental health is. You kind of get thrown a little bit in the deep end as a student when you get put onto a mental health ward.
Do you think two-week placement for student nurses is long enough in the area of mental health?
Not really. I don't think so. Most of our clients are in hospital for a lot longer than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Some are only there for 2 weeks. However, to get a proper understanding of how long it can take for somebody to recover from a mental health illness, I think a longer placement, it would be more beneficial for students.
Michelle, does mental health nursing get the attention and financial support it needs?
No, I don't think so. Unfortunately, there's been times when the equipment we have on our ward is quite lacking. Like, we have the equipment, but just it may not be functioning all that well. I feel that we get sort of left to last for any kind of funding. Maybe along with aged care as well, because I know aged care don't get a lot of the funding that they need either. And yeah, I don't think that we get enough funding, and I don't think there's enough attention brought to what it means to be a mental health nurse.
What's your job taught you about mental health that you want others who aren't mental health nurses to think about or to consider?
My biggest thing is that mental health is just like any other illness. It requires time, it requires care, and people with mental health illnesses are just that. They are people with an illness. They still deserve the same respect. They still deserve the same treatment as somebody else with a physical medical condition. I find sometimes there is a lack of respect towards mental health patients. They are people. They deserve to be treated as people.
Thanks for telling me your story, Michelle.
Not a problem. Thank you.